Stormwatch with Chip Merriweather.
Good afternoon, Stormwatchers. I'm Chip Merriweather, here to report on the second game of the doubleheader, the game against Broadway. And it was a tale of two games, really, or a tale of two storms. It was the best of times. It was the worst
of times. It was the worst of times. Oh, worst. Sorry about that. Skulls Jogovich here. I thought it was blurst. It's not blurst of times?
Oh, my gosh. Worst of times. It was a game of hitting. It was a game of scoreless innings. It was a game with defense. It was a game with errors. It was a game of comebacks and a game of not quite coming back enough.
You know what the game was? It was a bit gamey.
It
did smell a bit gamey because that damn monkey.
The monkey was going to make an appearance. Yes, omnipresent.
Omnipresent.
Storm seemed like two different teams depending on the inning in the game against Broadway. In the first two innings, Broadway played all the hits as Storm were les miserables.
Jean Valjean.
Before the game.
I bought some bread.
You got some bread? That's good. Poor Jean Valjean. Oh, before the game, a couple of players were joking about earned run average and whether it can be called that when we don't keep track of errors, only to discover that Big Daddy D sometimes keeps track of earned runs versus unearned runs when he's bored in the outfield.
Now, anyone who knows and listens to this podcast is not really shocked by the fact that he does that.
No.
Is anyone really? Color me unshocked.
Unshocked and, you know, wondering how often he's bored out there. After a ground ball was thrown away.
He should learn to focus.
And another ball was booted. The Saskatchewan Muskie informed Big Daddy D that he should start keeping track of unearned runs because there were going to be a lot of them. He was right. Broadway mercied Storm in each of the first two innings. Broadway definitely earned some of their runs as they were the producers of a couple of massive hits.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Over the fence. But Storm certainly gave them a few encores.
Oh! They don't stop.
With extra outs. Storm only recorded 3 outs total in the first two innings, and one of them was a home run out.
They should have pulled the curtain, gotten the hook.
They should have gotten the hook. Yes, will come back.
Show. Short run. I'm running out of theatrical similes. Similes? Metaphors.
Metaphors. Analogies.
Puns. Analogies. Nice.
Giving up runs wouldn't have been so much of a problem if Storm had been able to score runs. However, Storm was shut out across the first two innings. They turned into a different team in the third. They remembered how to hit and score the max 6. Storm was patient as there were 4 walks, and they got some timely hits to reach that max. They also finally kept Broadway from mercying them. They gave up only 3 runs and made the game slightly more respectable.
If I may jump in here just for a second, Jim, I love the fact that you've personified Storm. It's like an entity unto itself.
It is.
Storm.
And you know, there's that you know, Stormy McLeod is on the jersey there.
Is that his last name?
It is now.
I always thought it was Daniels.
Oh, Stormy McDaniels. Okay, yes, that's right.
The Storm is quite built.
It is. The Jekyll and Hyde nature of Storm continued in the fourth. Storm scored 5 more in the top to bring the score to 15-11. After being down 12-0. That was quite the achievement.
That's right. Here's your participation ribbon.
That's right.
Quite the achievement to still be losing.
And the monkey. That monkey was still
there. There he is.
Was lurking in the background, waiting for this Broadway show to turn into a circus. And it did. Storm was mercied again in the fourth, and the inning was ended with an inside-the-park ground ball grand slam. It was a ground ball by second base that made it through the infield, past a diving right center fielder, past a sliding left center fielder, to the fence. A ground ball turned into an inside the park grand slam. The monkey was dancing and clanging his cymbals on that one.
Now, do you think if any one of those 3 folks had stayed on their feet, any of them may have caught the ball?
I don't know. There was also an interesting defensive alignment having the second baseman play short rover from El Presidente. So
I believe the baby kangaroo
Tell
oldest Joe Jackson.
What was Joe Jackson?
Slide over.
To slide over. And I don't know. Maybe that alignment. I don't know. But it's a ground ball that went all the way to the fence. So that was quite the way to end.
Certainly a highlight.
It really was.
Broadway Storm. Broadway.
And Storm basically gave up, it seemed, after that, scoring only one in the top of the fifth. And at that point, Tolis Joe said, I don't want to be told where to stand by Baby Kangaroo anymore. And he wanted to get some balls in his hand. And he asked if he could pitch.
Once again, sounds like my fifth honeymoon.
Now, the team thought, you know, we're going to give batting practice Thomas one more chance. And apparently, the threat of that hook yanking batting practice Thomas off stage was just the nudge he needed to come out and record six of the next eight batters out in record time, giving Storm the chance and the time they would need to come back. Storm would score four in the sixth and make it an unreasonably close game, considering it was a 12-0 start.
Always going back to that 12-0, aren't you there?
Yes, it was a bad start. As the seventh inning began, Tolis Joe called his own home run shot as he started adding up how many runs Storm needed to win the game. And he figured out that he would be either the tying or go-ahead run. And he did indeed come up as the tying run, though he insisted he was not going to miss my shot. He, of course,
did. Oh, I see what you did there. Nicely done, Hamilton.
Thank you. Well, thank you.
And I'm glad to be in the room where it happened.
Unfortunately, the shot did miss. It was a long fly ball to end the game. Not only Argentina was crying for Storm as they fell just short of a comeback after giving so many runs away at the beginning of the game.
What was the score again after two innings?
12-0.
And just wanted to make sure that everyone knew it was 12-0.
After only three outs and only one inning's worth of outs across two innings. On that note, this is Chip Merriweather signing off for...
And Trepid Sports Reporter, Scoops Djokovic.
This is the end of your Storm Watch cast.
Watch casting, casting, watch casting.
Storm Watch with Chip Merriweather.